I'd like to wrap the week up on being free to forgive. Now, I know forgiveness isn't a Friday topic, but it's such a big topic, and it finds itself right in chapter 2 of the Gospel of Mark. It's that part at the beginning where Jesus heals the guy who's let down through the roof. If you've been around Christianity for a bit, you'll know about that story. Let me read to you a bit of it. Chapter 2, verse 1, a few days later, remember, after solitude. So significant stuff happens when you've spent time in solitude, right? Bear that in mind. After a few days, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come into the home, another thing happening at a home, blessed our home. They gathered in such large numbers that there wasn't even and room left, and of course, they let somebody through the roof. I won't read that part, but I want to read verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith and he saw the paralyzed man, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there, and they were thinking, "Who does this man think he is?" This version says, "Who does this fellow think he is talking like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit what they were saying, what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said, "What do you think is harder, to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say to him, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you know that the Son of Man has the power or authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man, "I tell you this, take up your mat and go home." This is powerful stuff. Jesus said, to prove that he's forgiven, I'm going to also tell him that he's healed. He can get up and walk. That's incredible, because a man can be healed from paralysis and not feel free or forgiven. The order is so incredibly important. Jesus draws the parallel that forgiveness is like being healed from paralysis, and unforgiveness is like being a paralyzed person. And so that kind of idea is really resonating with our conversation this morning on how we keep our spiritual lives alive. Jesus is teaching people, don't judge people by an external thing. The most paralyzing thing could be an emotional thing. The most destructive thing in your life could be something really emotional. And Jesus is encouraging us that one of the things God does for us in our lives is to heal us from the inside out. And that there's no point in fixing the outside stuff if the inside stuff stays the same. So here's going to be my prayer for us today. That three principles will kick into play. First of all, that we will recognize paralysis wherever it is in our lives and not tolerate it. What's causing you to freeze? What's causing you to break out in cold sweats? What's causing you to feel anxiety and force you to pause from the journey God has in mind for you? What makes you slow down or even come to a standstill because you just can't imagine another day or another thought about it? Don't accept that. Ask the Lord to come in, and just by his authority in the name of Jesus, put a stop to it. There is no reason for you to have paralysis in your life, spiritual, emotional, or any other form. Jesus heals. The second idea is that Jesus prompts the paralyzed man. He says, "You take up your mat and walk." Do you know, once Jesus has come into our lives, we don't want to still act like we're sick or sinners. We want to start acting set free. And Jesus said to him, "Well, you're done with the mat now. You're done with that posture. You're done with lying on the ground in that form. Get up, go. Move on," is the idea. And I want to encourage you today, maybe this is your defining moment today in this devotion, that God is going to set you free from something, and today the Holy Spirit is prompting you, move on. Leave it behind you and start another season in your life. And then there is a third part to this journey. When people saw, they were divided into two groups. One group praised God and the other were seriously frustrated. How do we deal with this man, Jesus, who thinks he's here as God? And I want to encourage you, praise. Form part of the praise camp. When you are already under the burden of a paralysis in the past, why wouldn't you just shake the shackles off and give thanks or praise to God? So there are a couple of things about this journey of living free and forgiven. The first is, don't tolerate paralysis in whatever form it comes into your life. Secondly, let the Holy Spirit prompt you to change an entire way you structure your life. You're done with the mat. You're done with the security blanket. You're done with those routines that you used to enjoy and you used to feel comfort in. You're going to step out of that. Today's the day for that. I'm going to pray with you about that, okay? And then thirdly, we give praise. You know, there's something about an attitude that we are thankful and are constantly exalting the Lord in the way we think and speak, rather than slipping back into a habit of paralysis. If God didn't teach, if Jesus didn't teach this man to give thanks to God, and he does it in a lot of miracles. When you leave here, you go give thanks to God. You go show yourself to the priest. You go tell your family. If you don't start that habit, it won't be long, and you'll pick up the paralysis language all over again, and then you'll bind yourself up all over again. And so it's that praise is the part that keeps us free, and the authority of Christ sets us free. So I hope that's been helpful to you this week. I look forward to part two of The Human Condition. This topic is very important for part two, because we're going to talk about things written in our hearts and how they can be erased and replaced. And I look forward to doing that at 9 o'clock with you on Sunday morning. Okay, let's pray, everybody. Father, we thank you so much that Christ has the authority on earth to forgive men of their sins. Thank you that when we are not forgiven, we are paralyzed. But when we receive forgiveness,